We're talking with Oklahoma's 2019 Prepared Public Speaking contestant for the National FFA Convention coming up in Indianapolis, Bree Kissling. Bree, let's talk a little bit about, before we get to your speech, let's talk a little bit about your involvement in FFA. You obviously, Chisholm FFA chapter, what got you interested in FFA?
I really first got interested in FFA through my dad. My dad, he loved FFA back in the day and really pushed me into it. I then got to get involved my freshman year, loved showing sheep and doing speeches, and it just, my love for FFA grew from there.
Of course, I think he was so old. He was a future Farmers of America, I think.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've done at Chisholm.
So at Chisholm, I was involved in lots of different things. I was in FFA, of course, and then also student council and honor society. But FFA truly was my main love and my priority. And so I put as much effort as I could into our chapter.
Through the process, as far as Oklahoma is concerned, we're a little bit different because we've got a lot of different prepared public speaking areas that you compete in. Then you obviously at the state convention, you compete in a final four if you make it that far. You've obviously were selected at the state FFA convention this last spring. You've taken that speech now, and you're taking it to Indianapolis, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the speech.
My speech is centered around the nuisance lawsuits over in North Carolina right now with Smithfield Foods and Murphy Brown. So what's going on is these homeowners have moved in next door to the hog farms, and they're now suing these hog farmers for being a nuisance to them. So these hog farms, Smithfield and Murphy Brown, have lost over $550 million in lawsuit damages over just the past year.
What got you interested in that subject?
I'm very interested in ag policy and ag law, and so my last few speeches have all really been centered around it, and then we just happened to come across this story, probably reading your emails, your newsletters, and I really fell in love with the topic and have loved diving into it and learning more about it.
You in your speech, you're to actually lay out the problem, then lay out maybe some possible solutions for agriculture. Kind of walk us through that.
My primary solution that I outline in this speech is community education and outreach. I believe that's really important for us to make sure that we're talking with our neighbors and helping them to understand what's truly going on our operations. However, I also talk about the research and policy that we need to implement in order to protect our farmers. So whether that's finding new ways to reduce the odors from those hog farms or at least trap it more, or if that's working with our legislators and making sure that we have right to farm laws in place to protect our farmers.
How do we bring this back closer to home?
The best way we can bring this back closer to home is each person personally can really look in their area and figure out what is a possible nuisance. And if you are a homeowner who's living next door to an agricultural operation and it bothers you, it's maybe you should reach out to your neighbor and figure out how to get on the same page. Or if you're a farmer who's living near other homeowners, maybe it's important for you to go and explain how your operation really works and how it affects your livelihood.
Wrapping up, where you are as far as FFA career is concerned. You've got maybe another year or so. You're what, student at Oklahoma State University now, right?
Yes, I am.
So let's talk about your kind of what you've gained from wearing the blue and gold jacket. What do you think FFA's done for you?
FFA has changed my life in so many ways. I mean, first of all, it's gotten me into these public speaking contests and really helped me to be able to articulate my ideas and get out full sentences. But it's also, I've made incredible relationships and connections, whether that's with the adults that have worked with us through FFA or even my friendships. I mean, all of my roommates in college are some of my closest friends from FFA. And it seems like everyone that I have come in contact with at Oklahoma State has some connection to the FFA or to agriculture. And so everywhere you look, you're finding somebody that you've known from Oklahoma FFA.